Okay. Everyone, thank you for coming. Again, if you leave the room, please help your chair because it's really noisy otherwise. Also, we still have three licenses because actually one got, someone won it. So, quick recall that you can open a pull request and send it to me, and you basically get a license. Now it's time to introduce again Geoffrey that is going to talk about improve your Android app with coroutines. So please welcome him.
Hello again for some of you. Do you hear me correctly? Okay, good. I'll talk to you about coroutines again. Once more, I'm a video analyst member and I work at Video Labs, which is a company dedicated to have people full-time on VLC development. I doing the VLC Android adaptation. First of all, in Android, we have a callback-based API mostly. And the catch of coroutines, if you had the basic this morning, is that we just trade some blocking operation for like callback hidden stuff. So we dispatch our code like we use a handler on Android, for example, or when we post a runnable in a thread. So the function are not a call stack anymore. Execution is not immediate. So the catch here on Android is that we have to keep in mind that the dispatch is very important and we may not respect the UI state. We cannot assume what the UI state is. For example, here I just show you the run on UI thread, which is a convenient method on Java. You have the equivalent with coroutines, which is basically just launch. This will dispatch, except if you precise that you don't want this initial dispatch and the code will be executed immediately until it suspends, of course. For example, here we are in the onCreate callback and we launch a coroutine. So I print something at every step and you can read that it prints that we are in onCreate. We end the onCreate before the coroutine starts. We even print onStart, so we go to the onStart state before this code in the launch is executed, and then we have our coroutine running. So just be aware that if you launch a coroutine, like let's say in onCreate, it will effectively execute once the app is already created, and possibly once the activity is destroyed. Maybe user just launch your app in landscape mode and you have a screen rotation executing, so the activity can be instantly destroyed before your coroutine executes.